Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and today's conversation is with Bill Leidinger, Assistant Secretary for Management at the U.S. Department of Education. And joining us in our conversation is another PwC partner, Deborah Kammer.
Bill, when we left, you had touched on the subject of alignment of goals and values, and that really piqued my interest. Could you go back and talk some more about that?
As we began to look at the President's management agenda and the Secretary's strategic plan, the Secretary himself spent a lot of time on that strategic plan. He's really invested heavily in it, and I know he talked to a number of people about it, and I suspect even the president. He wanted to make certain it was in alignment with the president's management agenda, which makes sense. We also had a number of things we had to do in the department. There's our blueprint for management excellence. That included addressing the 600 and some management deficiencies that were sort of brought to our attention by Government Accounting Office, the Comptroller, our independent auditors, the Inspector General, Congress, and others. We talked about developing a culture of accountability that's, you know, make employees aware of their job, what's expected of them, give them the tools and trainings, all the help we need, hold them responsible for results, and hold them accountable for attaining that. So we began to think about aligning all of these things from a strategic and a management perspective, get our organization in alignment. And we're satisfied that we did that. For example, we have a management tracking system. All of these things that I've mentioned, these items I've mentioned, they're all broken down into tasks. And the tasks all have an owner, a beginning date, an end date, a status, and we have an executive management team that meets weekly. We have a separate management group that reviews the status of all activities, and we manage on an exception by exception, focusing only on the reds and the greens. And we've aligned our own program internally. We've aligned that with the president's management agenda. We know what we're doing relates to the president's management agenda. We're tracking all of these things. OMB likes what we're doing, by the way, and they're so satisfied with our tracking and our focus on this that they're using our tracking system, how we score ourselves, to evaluate us in large measure on the president's management agenda. So we'll feel good about that. But anyway, it's one thing to get sort of the things in alignment. It's another thing to get the people in alignment. And I like to tell a story that I've never had these variable lenses before. And when I got them, I'd look out the corner of my eye one way or the other, and things were not in focus and different shape. And I thought something was wrong with the glasses. And then people who made the glasses finally explained to me one day very directly, "Bill, if you want to see things clearly, point your nose at what you want to see." And I did that, and all of a sudden everything is very clear to me. Well, that's kind of like what we're trying to do in the organization. We're trying to get all the arrows to point in the same direction and to have a clear focus. So we said to ourselves, well, if we get our organizational goals and objectives and tasks, if you would, all in alignment with the president's management agenda and the secretary's strategic plan, it only follows the people ought to be in alignment. So to do that, we started with the senior officers. The senior officers have performance contracts with the secretary that include targets with respect to the president's management agenda, the secretary's strategic plan, and all those other items. I'll just call them that other stuff. The SES performance agreements have been amended to include performance standards related to those same management and strategic focus. And likewise, we've conducted performance standards training for every evaluator and rater in the department. And so that means every employee now has those performance standards being included in their performance agreements. We've gone back and we looked at our training offerings. We want to make certain our training offerings are in alignment to support our people as well as to meet our human capital requirements, again, to make that certain that we can deliver in our strategic and management directives. We've looked at our awards programs to make certain that they're in alignment. We've looked at all of our leadership development programs we have in the department, again, to make certain that we're focusing on where we're trying to go. We've even gone and looked at our new employee orientation program to see what we were doing with new employees, probably several hundred a month that come in. And what are we doing with new employees? And we found we had to do a lot of work, kind of surprised us. So we re-changed that program really from an employee processing program to an employee orientation with some processing at the end. And we begin by telling them what the Department of Education is and what our work is and where they fit. And then we begin to talk about our management and strategic direction and tell them, quite frankly, how they fit with that and how their performance will be evaluated with respect to that. The notion was that, gee, if we adopt a new strategic plan in its simplest terms and announce it to everybody and do nothing, probably nothing would happen. Or maybe 2% of the people in the organization would be doing work related to achieving the objectives of the strategic plan. So we said, okay, we like the president's management agenda, the strategic plan, and the other strategic and management initiatives we had in alignment. Now let's go to the other part of the organization, which is the people, and begin to align the people right along with the in accord. Again, all the arrows going in the same direction so that everybody knows where we're going and is personally linked in a very responsible way to where we're going.
You've just described a very intricate process of aligning things. How long did it take, and what were the challenges to get there?
I would say we began in earnest. Oh, I forgot to say part of our alignment was the development of a new employee performance and evaluation system. We're in the final stages of negotiation on that with the union, and that too will be in place. But we've radically changed the way we're evaluating employees' performance, and it's constructive. I would say we really began in earnest in February of this year. We've been working hard at it, and there have been a large number of people working at it. It hadn't all been done by two or three people. There have been a large number of people. It's been part of our management process. Remember, I mentioned the executive management team reviewing these things. When the One Ed project was developed, all the tasks needed to execute that One Ed project were rolled into our management tracking and reporting system, and that's followed weekly. And every task has an owner and a start date and an end date and a status, and everybody's held accountable. So I had the responsibility for helping develop the EdPass system. I had the responsibility for reviewing the training, and other people had responsibilities for other things along the way. So everybody just goes off and begins to get it done. Big effort. And the employees are right when they say, holy smoke, how can we get this done? We've got all this other work we've got to do, our daily work. Well, the answer is simple, but it's difficult. Simple answer is you can't quit what you're doing to do what you've got to do. You got to keep what you're doing and begin to do what you've got to do. So while the train you're on now is going 90 miles an hour, you got to start to build and operate another train that goes faster and works better at the same time. At some point, you'll be able to make the transition, but you will be on a faster and better train.
What was the response like from the employees when you rolled this out?
Me. But I can also tell you that these employees who said it was impossible have become very strong advocates of what we've been doing. Sure, there's organizational resistance, there's cultural resistance, but I think there's been a great deal of understanding that's been reached, and an understanding that, that says... there's no tricks in this stuff. And quite frankly, as I tell the folks, there are no D's or no R's involved in what we're doing. And I say, if you don't believe me, go to your neighborhood library, pull out the last three or four issues of Harvard Business Review, and read the abstracts on every article. And you'll see that what we're talking about is what's going on in high-performance organizations around the world. And I think people understand that. Now, does everybody agree? No. Does everybody want to be a player? No. Are some people capable of playing in the new environment? Probably not. But on the other hand, I think there are a large number of people who are excited about this. More and more people are beginning to understand what it's all about and that it makes sense. And that it's the end result, when all is said and done, is to deliver better products to the people that we serve.
Earlier you talked about competitive sourcing, and you just mentioned the reaction of the employees. Sometimes competitive sourcing is heard as outsourcing. What are you doing to make sure people hear this correctly?
Spending time doing it, because there's been concern in our organization, and I'm certain that concern persists. I've just flat out told them it's not outsourcing. It may end up that some things are done by the private sector, but it's going to be done on a basis of a competitive process that's based on fair value. And in order for employees to compete, should that work process be one subjected to competitive sourcing, we want to assure those employees that they're going to have the best business process they can. They're going to be working as well as they can, and we're going to have people available to not only work independently to take us through this strategic investment process, but also to help employees put their proposal together in the best possible way that they can. Again, the whole purpose of this is to equip our employees to be truly competitive. I think if you're competitive in your process, in your costs, in your cycle time, our employees, I think, have an inherent advantage. They know the work better than anybody. They know the work. And if you can compete, marry good processes with good costs, good cycle times, good performance with people that already know the work, that's why I say it's an almost unbeatable combination. And I think you can say in all candor that you'd be surprised if the overwhelming majority of those things weren't retained.
That's a good stopping point. Rejoin us in a few minutes as we continue our conversation about management with Bill Leidinger of the Department of Education. What does the future hold for government and for the department? We'll ask Bill for his thoughts when the Business of Government Hour continues.